On Second Thoughts, I'm Celeste Headley. We are live in Savannah today, and there's a reason you just heard our house band play the song Mean from Taylor Swift. Our next segment is about bullies, specifically one student's effort to survive bullying at school. Bonnie O'Donnell is a 17-year-old junior at Savannah High School. She attends service dog Carson. Carson is trained to help Bonnie cope with post-traumatic stress caused by severe bullying she faced at her previous school. The school district initially rejected Bonnie's request to bring a dog to school, but that changed when Carson was officially trained as a service dog. Our producer Sean Powers met up with Carson, Bonnie, and her grandmother Sandra after school a few weeks back.
We're right in front of Savannah High. That's the school that she chose to go to after we pulled her out of public schools. I wanted her in school, but I wanted her in a safe environment, and this is a safe environment.
Where I went to school at Islands High School, their mascot was the Sharks.
They'd come up to her and say, "Go home, pig, and kill yourself. Nobody wants you around. You ain't nothing but a hippo. You don't belong in shark country."
I was told that whales aren't allowed in shark waters, and I mean, it's gone to social media as well. I mean, because I was suffering with insomnia, I would tend to accidentally fall asleep in class, and they have actually taken pictures of me and posted it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you know, whale asleep in class, or hippo taking a nap, or things like that, and it would end up going just all over the place. It was mostly verbal and emotional. None of it was physical, but, I mean, people don't realize that the tongue may not have any bones, but it's still strong enough to really break someone down. Sit. Stand high. Paw. Other paw. Can you give me a high five? Good boy. This is Carson. He is my service dog that currently goes everywhere with me, including school. He's kind of like my best friend, but also my partner at the same time. With my anxiety attacks because of the PTSD from the bullying, I would be in a crowded room or around loud noises, and my heart rate would spike, and I would be curled up in a ball somewhere in a corner, shaking and everything. He's pretty calm right now, and he's not as focused in on me, but at the same time, if I was to go somewhere in a crowd, or if my heart rate was to jump up, he would be over against me, leaning his weight on me, trying to calm me down.
Well, he's just been fabulous, because without him, my granddaughter could not go in a store. She could not go in a restaurant and eat. She couldn't go anywhere. She didn't want to be around anybody. Since she's had the dog, she has actually gone out in places by herself. She'll go to the library and things. And he's just been a blessing for us.
Wait. Leave it. Good boy. If protocols are in place and it's seen that it is part of the status quo, more people will be able to bring in service dogs to their job or their schools without having to go through the hassle and the fight that I had to.
Things look pretty good for young Bonnie O'Donnell. She is now doing well academically. She says she plans to attend college. She'd actually like to prepare for a career that lets her work closely with dogs. For photos of Bonnie and Carson, you can visit On Second Thought at gpbnews.org. Let's hear a little more of what people in Savannah had to say about bullies.
My name is Tariq Shabazz. I live in Savannah, Georgia. I was bullied in school. I used to pick on the weak kids and stuff for no reason, just because they were different. I think I was in the sixth grade. I had my little clique, and we used to, I guess, terrorize people in our class.
My name is Timothy Barnes, and I live in Savannah, Georgia. I used to be bullied mainly when I was in elementary school. It was mostly mental stuff. Like, they would pick on me for the way I looked, my glasses, and as a result, it made me a really quiet kid, you know? I didn't really like to talk to many people, didn't know whether they were friendly or not. It just made me unsure about myself and other people. In the last year of high school, really, I started gaining more self-confidence, and it just helped me to be a more outgoing person, and I realized that not everybody's out there to pick on people, you know? Like, some people do it just because they don't like who they are. And, you know, you can't let that get in the way of who you are.
You can obviously give us your responses as well, whether you're a bully or bullied. You can call us at 404-500-9457 or tweet us at OST Talk.